This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be joined by our expert when it comes to lubrication. He's a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years of experience, and he's always giving us all kinds of great advice. That's right, Dan Watson from the lubepage.com is standing by, ready to take your calls at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com, or if you prefer, you can write Dan directly at danwatson@thelubepage.com. danwatson@thelubepage.com. Let's go to the Auto World guest lines, contributor lines, and bring forth the man himself. Here he is, Mr. Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. Hi there, Dan. How are you doing?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing well. Good to be back on the show again in a live format.
Absolutely. Always best to be back on live. But there's been a couple of things bubbling around the automotive world in recent times, and including the unveiling to the media and to a select group of folks, the 2020 Corvette, Dan.
Yeah, I wanted you to tell us all about that a little bit here to open up the show, because that's pretty big deal. I've heard a lot of good press, shall we say, coming across my computer screen, so I thought I'd get the real information and see what you found out about it.
Well, it is definitely, it was a fantastic event that they held at an Air Force, a former Air Force base in California. They rented the facility for its size and for the use of a humongous hangar. There's no other way to put it, but they brought in people from not only the automotive journalist world, but they also brought in factory workers from the Bowling Green factory. They also brought in a lot of Corvette aficionados and experts in various realms, and a lot of Corvette owners were in attendance as well. And there was just about every type of Corvette imaginable on display at this event, and it all led up to the unveiling of what has got to be, you know, the world's biggest secret. And the world's biggest secret has been that General Motors has been working very hard on a mid-engine version of the Corvette. We've seen it teased over the years. In the more than 60-year history of the Corvette, there have been at least four different mid-engine concept vehicles, and we have seen a lot of spy shots floating around of this vehicle going through testing. So it wasn't a groundbreaking surprise that Chevrolet and Corvette decided to do it. It's the fashion in which they've come through, and I'm nothing but impressed with the folks at Chevrolet and the Corvette team. I mean, they had a difficult assignment taking an American iconic vehicle like the Corvette and turning it into more of a mid-engine exotic car was something that had me worried. I was worried that the value equation, which has always been part of the Corvette lineage, would be kind of lost. I kind of expected the new Corvette sticker somewhere around the same price as Audi's mid-engine R8, about $125,000 to $130,000. I expected a higher performance variance to cost even more, and I expected them to come through with a base model at a little below $100,000. But Mark Royce, the president of General Motors, a gentleman whose dad was also president of GM, and Mark's a true car guy, and he's the guy that drove the car out on the stage and got out of the vehicle, and here is the car, and it is in mid-engine form. It looks like a Corvette. It looks like an exotic car, but the big surprise is the entry-level Corvette will come with a base sticker price of less than $60,000, which nobody really expected them to pull that off, especially because they've improved the powertrain. It keeps its conventional pushrod V8, as many other manufacturers, including Ford, have gone to double overhead cams and four-valve cylinder heads. The Corvette continues to soldier on with a 6.2-liter overhead valve, two-valve per cylinder overhead valve design. And in this particular case, when equipped with a sport exhaust system, it cranks out a standard 595 horsepower. The transmission is only one variant, and it's not a manual gearbox. It's the first time in history that the Corvette is not offered with a manual gearbox. It's the first time in history that the Corvette is offered with a dual-clutch automatic. The present-day C7 Corvette has got a very well-done traditional 8-speed automatic transmission as well as a 7-speed manual gearbox, but they've put that aside and brought this new transmission into the mix, and the performance numbers speak for themselves. 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds. Now,
oh my goodness,
who would ever believe that?
That's like being shot out of a cannon.
That's right. I mean, that's the kind of numbers that you only get from really high-end, super exotic, super expensive vehicles like the multi-million-dollar Bugatti Veyron and its multi-million-dollar successor. Or we've seen some other very exotic vehicles from McLaren and Porsche take electric power and harness it with a traditional overhead valve engine and come up with about 1,000 horsepower. And those vehicles can do 0 to 60 in the twos. But this vehicle does not have all-wheel drive. It is still rear-wheel drive. And I expect it to develop to have some pretty decent fuel economy numbers, because this overhead valve V8 continues to use a variable displacement design, which the current Corvette has as well. And that means when you don't have your foot into the loud pedal, the accelerator, it runs on four cylinders, and it does so seamlessly, flipping back and forth from four to eight cylinders. And the interior design, I haven't had an opportunity to completely dissect it yet, but it has definitely gone to a more upscale look and very driver-centric, reminding me a little of the fourth generation Corvette in the way that the driver's cockpit is just that. It's really centered around the driver, and it's interesting that all the instrumentation on the Corvette is digital. I remember back in 1984, that was the case when the fourth generation Corvette came out, and many journalists complained about it and yearned and wanted the return to conventional gauges, and the fifth and sixth generation Corvettes did just that. But for the eighth generation, it goes all digital, and that doesn't surprise me at all. But it's a looker and it's a performer, and that just scratches the surface of what is just an amazing tip of the hat to the folks at the Bowtie at Chevrolet and the Corvette team, Dan.
Wow. Good report. Good report.
Thank you. I'll take a pit stop and then more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Attention GCN listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implications of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open-pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing that you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of this threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today. It's Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, CEO of TheLoopPage.com, and we talked a little bit about the 2020 Corvette. We'll have more on the Corvette next week. We hope to have a representative from Chevrolet on the broadcast, so you can look forward to that. Right now, we're going to talk about lubrication and talk about buying Amsoil Factory Direct as a preferred customer. Dan, I understand you're getting some good response to this, and I'm very happy to hear that.
Well, Bob, we talk week in and week out about the advantages of a good, high-quality synthetic, of which I believe Amsoil fits that bill. We're not saying it's the only oil out there you can buy, but today it's kind of tough to make sure you're getting what you're paying for. So I can assure all our listeners from my professional status as a certified lubrication specialist from the STLE, not from Amsoil, that these products are, they're the real McCoy. You get what you pay for. It's not this, some of this stuff that's in the marketplace that drives me crazy. Now, this preferred customer program, the people that have already contacted me and been in touch and bought products, they're just delighted with how this works out, because you're able to order online or buy an 800 number or even call me and order through me if you want to. But what it does, it gives you this factory direct situation where you can buy at considerable discount. It's a 25 to 30% off the normal internet prices that you see. So it's just a good deal for you. And with this new, let's just call it benefit that Amsoil has provided, that if you purchase $100 worth of product in this manner, they'll ship it to you freight free, no shipping cost. So it's, you just go online, place your order, save a bunch of money, and it gets shipped to your door for nothing. I mean, there's not a better deal than that. So I'm encouraging people to take advantage. I'm giving away a free, what they call trial membership. It's 6 months of this membership, so you can see if you like it. If you like it, you'll renew it. If you don't like it, you won't. So it's that simple. I'm betting on the fact that you buy these products and you're going to fall in love with them and you'll continue. I've got folks that came into this preferred customer program for me. They've been with me for 28 years. And wow. So what I can say is it works. It saves you money. The products do what they say they'll do. And they got a whole lot of happy customers. So just go to thelubepage.com and fill out the information or send me an email to Dan Watson at thelubepage.com or call me at 800-370-2986. You don't have to buy anything to sign up for this preferred customer program. You don't have to make an order. You just have to let me know you want to do it, and we'll set you up. Then I think you'll be ready to make an order when you see the savings and you see the quality of the product. So I didn't know this was going to be quite so popular with our listeners out there, but since there are many people taking advantage of it, I just want the other folks to know, hey, I'm still giving the free membership. So if you're interested, get in touch with me. We'll make it happen. And then one of the added benefits is that when you go to use these products and you come in under me or through me, however you want to look at that, you get my expertise to give you the advice on what's the best product for the application that you're trying to do. So, hey, that comes free for being a preferred customer in my organization. So we'll let it drop at that. Now, Bob, you know, last week I started talking about some technology, some topics, because people hear this stuff bantered around all the time. And one of the things that, hey, you know, I toot my horn a little bit. An awful lot of people that I deal with tell me that I'm able a lot of times to simplify things so they can understand technical things that buffaloes them. So I'm trying to take a little bit of time here on the radio and explain some of these, some of this technology that's being used. We talked about turbochargers last week. And I don't want to go back into that because I want to move on to the next topic, which is about the gasoline direct injected engines. Okay, that's another piece of technology that's on top of us right now. And most people can see the thing where it says GDI. They may just not know what GDI means, so that's what we're going to talk about. But I would finish up on that turbo technology, though, just to make sure, because part of the reason I explain how this stuff works is because in some cases you really need to understand that you need top quality lubrication to protect this new technology. And those turbos, as we discussed in the last show, they have one wheel, if you will, in the exhaust system and one on the side that is blowing the air in from the intake into the engine. And they have a common shaft. And that one in the exhaust can get really hot because it's taking advantage of all that waste heat coming out the exhaust. That's where it gets its energy to turn that the blades that are in that exhaust path, which is connected to a shaft, which then turns the blades, which act as a compressor or fan to jack up the pressure and jam the air into the engine. But it gets really hot. And so you have to have lubrication that can make sure that you keep the bearings for the turbo just running on forever. And it's really not a good idea to drive a turbocharged car around with standard conventional petroleum oil. It's just not a good idea. The one petroleum oil can be refined, calmed. You can do anything you want to talk about to it, but you can't change its physical characteristic that it has upper limits of temperature. But when you move to a high-quality synthetic, you can raise those temperatures considerably up. I mean, with AMSOIL, the intermittent operating range for AMSOIL is as high as 450 degrees. So you can do a lot to give added protection for that turbo by running a high-quality synthetic oil. Now, I say high-quality because there's a lot of synthetics out there that wouldn't be much different than the petroleum when it comes to temperature range. So be careful on that aspect. And if you need help on making sure you get the right thing for your turbo, then again, contact me and we'll give you the advice that you need. So turbos, that's behind us now, and we're going to move on to gasoline direct injected engines. And I know we've got about, maybe 3 or 4 minutes to the break, so we'll kind of get started on it and then carry over into the next segment. But
sure.
Gasoline direct injected. Why do we even go to such a big title? Well, because direct injection has usually been reserved for our diesel engines. That's where you get. And what direct injection means is that the injector is located in the actual cylinder where the compression is going to take place. We have typically in gasoline engines always put the source of fuel in the intake air system in some manner. A carburetor, you would have all the air coming through the throat of the carburetor, and we would have jets where we would put fuel into that airstream. And we even did things, as you know, Bob, up to our age growing up, high-rise manifolds and everything else. Well, what was the purpose of a high-rise manifold with a carburetor? Well, the purpose was you gave a little longer for that fuel to turbulently mix into that air so that you had a real good fuel-air mixture when it was came through the intake valve into the cylinder. So I hear music in the background, but I don't know.
Yeah, we'll take a quick pit stop.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid strict travel bans and border closings, Americans are trying to head home from around the globe. But once they return, they have to wait for hours in long lines for medical screenings.
It's understandable how when people see a travel ban, they immediately want to hunker and get home. Hopefully we don't have more of that, but I think we probably, unfortunately, will see that.
On Fox News Sunday, Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health says that social distancing can curb the spread of the virus, and he thinks everyone should make changes to their daily lives.
To think that right now everything is going to be okay if you don't do anything, that's absolutely incorrect.
President Trump says he has been tested for the coronavirus, and the test did come back negative. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining me here today. Dan Watson is with us, as usual, at this time, each and every week. He joins us on great radio stations across North America and around the world at GCNLive.com. And last week we were talking about turbocharged technology, and the fact of the matter is that Dan has outlined the fact that if you're driving a turbocharged engine, you owe it to that engine, you owe it to yourself. You need to be using special lubrication, and now we're talking about direct injected gasoline engine technology and a little bit about the lubrication side of that. And of course, so we also should talk about clean diesel engine technologies as well, but direct injection gasoline engines are becoming more and more commonplace, Dan.
Well, they produce excellent power, and so, you know, we're looking always for how to get the most efficient use of that gasoline fuel. And so in these direct injected engines, you can precisely control the amount of fuel that is mixed with the air, and that's the whole object. If you have more fuel than you have oxygen in the air, you will have unburned fuel. If you have less fuel than you have oxygen in the air, you'll be running what they call lean, and you won't make as much power, and you will have wasted an opportunity because you don't have enough oxygen, okay? So it goes back to that simple theory, Bob, that if you're going to have an internal combustion engine, you need to have fuel, air, / oxygen, and then you have to have compression and ignition. And that's how you run a four-stroke engine with gasoline. So we're just always trying to improve the ways to do that. And from the what's called normal aspirated or a carburetor sucking the air in and putting fuel in it, that's worked pretty well for a long time, and it still can work pretty well. People don't need to think that you can't have very sophisticated Rochester and Holley carburetors that will do an incredible job. But the thing is, we're trying now to figure out how, with the help of computer systems, of how to perfectly manage the fuel-air mixture and get the maximum power and the maximum efficiency all at the same time. And so that's a difficult thing, but new technology makes it possible to make a run at that. So that's why these direct injected engines are popular right now, is because they're producing more power and they're getting better efficiency than their predecessors. Now, since we put that injector in the cylinder, though, there are some things that we have to understand. And one of those is that all the years in the diesel community, they have always had a goal of attaining, let's just say, perfect leak-proof injectors that never leak anything and perfectly inject and do everything they're supposed to do. And the technology in that is unbelievable, but it's still a challenge. It's always a challenge. Well, on the gasoline side, we don't run the pressures in the injectors that they run on the diesel side. And so we're back in kind of the early stages where we do have extra fuel that leaks, and we do have some fuel dilution that takes place in that engine. We'll get some fuel into the oil, some gasoline into the oil. So almost, I don't think you can find a direct injected gasoline engine that doesn't still call for a 30 weight oil. A lot of people ask me, well, you know, I have a Toyota and it takes 20 weight oil, but then I have this other direct injected vehicle and it's back up to a 30. Why is that? Why aren't they all using 20 weight oils for these new cars? And the answer is because you have to assume with a little bit of fuel contamination in that direct injected gasoline engine that you might thin the oil just a little bit in the crankcase. So you keep a 30 weight in to make sure that you wouldn't thin it below a 20 weight and you'll still be protected. If you started with a 20 and you got much fuel dilution and you took it out the bottom of the 20, you could be down to a 16 or a 12, and you might be pushing your luck on having good lubrication at that level in that particular engine. So anyway, with this direct injected, again, just to kind of review it for our listeners, don't be afraid of the direct injected engine. They're good, they're powerful, but how they work is a little different with that injector sitting in the cylinder, not up in the airstream or a throttle body like a carburetor. So injectors can get dirty. The actual tip of the injector. You want the tip of the injector to be pristine clean so that you get a nice, what they call, puff of fuel into the cylinder, not raw droplets dropping in. So how do you do that? Well, you over time, you do need to run a good cleaner, a fuel system cleaner. AMSOIL makes one called Performance Improver, but these cleaners can make sure the tip of those injectors are good and clean and that they're performing to the efficiency that they were designed to do. But at the same time, in those direct injected engines, since you don't have any of this cleaner coming in through the airstream, the intake valve that opens to allow the fuel-air mixture in, and a lot of cars that aren't direct injected, there's no fuel coming in on the, across that valve, so you can't clean those intake valves the same way we could when the fuel was coming in with the air across that intake valve, and you could put a cleaner in and clean the intake valve. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So people sometimes have to take them back to the dealership for about a $200 service, maybe at 80,000 miles or so, because they start losing some compression because those intake valves start to get dirty on the back seat and they don't seal as well as they should. So just something to know that you might have to get done. A lot of places are set up to do it. It's a fairly routine cleaning project that they do. And if your car seems to be losing some fuel economy and losing a little bit of power, that could be where you need to start to look, because it could be that it just needs to be cleaned. And there's no other way to clean it than one of these professional services that they provide. You can keep the injector clean with the fuel cleaner that you put in the tank, but you can't keep the intake valve clean. So now, what else on these direct injected? Well, simply, sometimes they are actually mixing a direct injected and a turbo in the same package. Okay, my best advice is you use the very best 30 weight oil that you can buy, because if that oil is getting thinned a little bit with gasoline and you're still protecting the turbo with it, you better make sure you have a lot of reserve protection, because if you thin a little gasoline and some of these weaker oils, the lubricating quality goes down quickly, and all of a sudden you got a turbo bearing that's not getting the proper lubrication. So be careful with that, and make sure that you use top quality 30 weight oil in a direct injected gasoline engine that also is turbocharged or supercharged. So you know, the technology moves on, and I'm impressed with the gasoline direct injected engine. I'm not surprised that they have a little bit of fuel leakage, and I'm not surprised that they've discovered they can't clean the intake valve. I would be surprised if I found out that they didn't know that was going to be the case. You can't tell me that the engineers that put this thing together didn't know that was going to be the case after these engines got on the road, because, I mean, it just, you couldn't not know that because of what you're doing to the design, and also the fact that I'm sure a lot of the people involved in the injectors made for these gasoline direct injected engines are the same people who work over in the side of the design and the specifications for diesel injectors. So they know the injector. And, you know, people say, well, why the difference? A little less excited about trying to raise gasoline in injectors to 25,000 pounds like you do diesel PSI. I mean, you might have some auto combustion going off with gasoline as you're trying to raise pressures that high. So I don't think anybody's going to want to run around raising fuel pressure that high in gasoline as being the medium.
Very well said, Dan. Why don't we take a pit stop? When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about engine technology and lubrication. And I got to quickly look up, see what kind of oil the 2020 Corvette requires. We'll do that and more straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lickochops.
Try Lickochops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're coming at you live all across North America on great radio stations around the world at GCNLive.com. Dan Watson is with us, the gentleman with the wonderful website, thelubepage.com. And we've been talking about all kinds of technology and lubrication here on the show. And Dan is also extending his offer of buying AMSOIL Factory Direct as a preferred customer. And we've had a couple of people send me some emails on that. Dan, why don't we make sure and give out your direct phone number and contact information so that folks can take advantage of this great offer.
Yes, Bob. Easy to get in touch with me. You know, my name is Dan Watson. So my email is danwatson@thelubepage.com. And that's also the website, which is thelubepage.com. So you can go there and contact me, or you can send me an email direct, or what a number of these people kind of surprised me a little, but a number have chosen to call me at 800-370-2986. Bob, you mentioned the Lube page. I do want to just kind of announce to people that I just posted a new magazine article on my website, which is talking about, we've talked here on the air some about these I call them fraudulent synthetic oils, these glorified petroleums. Well, I've written a detailed article that's on that webpage, the Lube page. Under magazine articles, you go to the Learn button, click on that. There's a drop-down menu of videos or magazine articles. Click on magazine articles, and you'll find that new magazine article is there. It's detailed, and it's specific, and it'll give you the exact information I've been talking about, and you can read over it two or three times if you want to really understand it. And then, of course, ask me questions. You can send me a question about that. Make me prove my point if you need to, whatever you'd like. But I'll be putting more of that type of information on that website. And I've also started a blog on the website where I will be putting weekly tidbits on there just for people who have an interest in looking at lubrication issues, fuel, filters, you know, the kind of things that we talk about here in this particular segment of Auto World Radio.
Very good, Dan. Did a little quick look up here on the Corvette that we talked about at the top of the hour, the 2020 Corvette. It's got an LT2 6.2-liter V8 engine with variable valve timing, direct injection, and active fuel management, which is a fancy way of saying cylinder deactivation. In recent years, GM has been using Mobil 1 in the Corvette, but this time around they're specifying perhaps this is the GM variant or version of that same oil. It's Dexos, D-E-X-O-S 2, and it's 0W40 synthetic. So does that surprise you, Dan?
No, the 40 doesn't, and here's why. I knew when you were going to get back to this topic, it'd give me an opportunity to explain this to our listeners. When you're dealing with these high-performance engines, there's a specific test that oil has to meet the requirements of the manufacturer. GM would say, okay, we need this particular performance, and it turns out you probably have to go up to a 40 weight oil to get it. Here's what it is. It's called high temperature, high shear. Now, what that means is they do a test at 1800 RPM and about 300 degrees Fahrenheit. And the way this test is, it's on a rotating member, and then they use a really fancy hoodoo measuring device, which can actually measure using a light meter the thickness of the oil film that's on that rotating bearing. So high temperature, high shear says, hey, if you're up at these advanced temperatures and running at a higher RPM, just how much viscosity is left on the rotating member? And the manufacturer like GM, or they have the same worry when they do the Viper and the, you know, all these high performance, either Ford, Dodge, or Chevy. And that's why you see there's a number of these vehicles that have gone back to 40, and even I think might be the Dodge, the Viper, one of them anyway, it's a 50 weight oil, and I think the Mustang, the latest really high performance Mustang, is a 5W50 is required in that one. And the reason is you just have a hard time getting that high temperature, high shear up to the numbers that they want with a lighter weight oil. It's just hard to do it. And so they want to protect that engine. So instead of dropping to a 20 weight oil like everybody else is doing, they're going the other direction, because you just said it earlier, 500 and something horsepower coming out of this 6.2-liter engine. You better have something in there with some high temperature, high shear protecting that. And the Dexos requirement, this is important for people to hear this. Why does GM have a Dexos? Because the manufacturers of regular oil have become so unreliable on having enough of a robust additive package that GM considers a lot of the oils out in the marketplace wouldn't provide adequate protection even for the Chevy whatever, you know, the station wagon if they still got one. So in other words, GM came out with Dexos to protect their cars, because they're not satisfied that the API classification, like the current SN rating or SN Plus, guarantees enough of a robust additive package to actually give the anti-wear and the protection that they want in the oil. So their DEXOS requirement coupled with a full synthetic 0W40, they're telling you for that Corvette, hey, pay attention. You need quality lubrication to protect this engine. And we're trying to tell you the very minimum that you need to do it. And that's why when we talked earlier and I said, you got high performance, you got a turbo, or you got 500 something horsepower, what you need to do is do your due diligence, and even in the synthetics, go find the highest quality performance that you can buy, because you cannot pay too much money for lubricant for that type of an engine. Anything you short yourself on that, that engine stands to have intermittent wear. You'll never know it, because it'll just be when the lubrication breaks down, and it'll keep going, but it will have caused some wear. And eventually down the road, you'll find compression has dropped off, rings have been worn down, you'll hear it starting to knock because the clearance in the bearings have gotten worn out, because the bearings themselves have worn down some. I mean, it's just, there's no future in poor lubrication, especially for high performance engines. That's why that 40 weight is, you just got to do it. You got to use that level of 40 weight oil and not be thinking, well, so I'll just put the same 30 weight that I put in my other Chevy. You can't do it. You got to use the high quality stuff. And you know, we're talking about the Corvette this time, and we'll flesh it out for the rest of it, but we'll probably do this thing where at the beginning of the show, over for the next several shows, we'll do the next time, we'll do, let you explain the beauty of the latest powerful Mustang, and then do a Viper on the next one or something, because these things are so incredible. They're just amazing to talk about, because I don't know where these guys are going. Can they keep getting more advanced and more advanced? It's like, we're a long ways from the Model A, fellas. You have really outdone yourself. I mean, some of these cars are just so incredibly technological masterpieces that they're producing. And what I say to folks out there is, hey, you got to move forward with the technology and put masterful, wonderful, new, technologically advanced lubricants in these masterfully wonderful, advanced machines that you're driving. You just have to step up to it. It's like, even with tires, I don't think they're driving yesterday's tires on that new Corvette. You know?
That's a fact. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can't, because you could, but you'd be in the ditch. You would never make it to 60 in 3 seconds. You'd be off in the ditch because you had such lousy tires on it that it would start, you know, fishtailing, and off you'd shoot to one side. You got, if you're going to walk the walk, you got to, well, let's put it the other way. If you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. I mean, you got this vehicle, now you're going to have to do with it what you do. You can't use substandard anything when you have such a powerful vehicle that you're sitting in. And you've driven a lot of these powerful things, Bob. I've not been in the seat like you have. You know what a marvelous piece of technology they are to be able to sit in the seat and take off in those things.
Oh, absolutely. And as you say, Dan, it's amazing the engineers, the technology that we've seen unfold over the last several years, even 5 years. It's just absolutely mind-boggling, and just tremendous respect for all those great engineers working on these products. In the meantime, why don't we give out your telephone number one more time for folks?
800-370-2986. Call me. Set up your preferred customer membership. It's free.
There it is. He's Dan Watson for thelubepage.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, You've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.